From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Construction workers are taking extra care as they remove a special section of the world's largest outdoor mural painted on the Arkansas River levee in Pueblo. Dozens of people gathered Thursday afternoon to say goodbye to this piece of local history. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
As repairs on the aging structure move ahead, heavy equipment will cut through the image of a corn maiden, along with scores of other paintings that cover the 2.8-mile-long levee. Poets, drummers, and a woman dressed in a ceremonial mask were among those watching the work from across the river.
A glimpse of the past, flashback to the time that
I walked to the corn maiden. Train whistles call.
The corn maiden was done in the mid-1990s to honor the late Pueblo artist Judith Pierce, whose ashes are mixed into the paint used to create the image. Local artist Cynthia Ramu oversees the levee mural and painted this and many other sections. She says the corn maiden represents the earth mother.
Actually, of all the pieces to me, it's been the guardian, the protector, and the spirit of the levee.
The contractors are using special tools and covering the extra expense to remove the 20-ton concrete panel that the corn maiden's head is painted on.
They're trying to be very gentle with it, and they're going to load it out as gently as they can. It could break in half.
If this panel makes it without crumbling, it will be temporarily stored near the construction staging area. But it needs to be moved before the next phase of work starts.
And then the trick will be, who's going to move it? Who's going to pay to move it? And then where's it going to go?
Ramu sees rescuing this part of the corn maiden painting as an experiment that will show what needs to be done to preserve other important parts of the mural. The rest of the concrete taken from the levee is crushed and used as road base. Removal of the levee's bottom panels, along with the murals painted on them, will begin next winter. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.